This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Colvin, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Join us for a word of prayer.
Father God, we come to you with bowed heads, closed eyes, and open and humble hearts. Just thank you for this day. Father God, on Father's Day, we celebrate all the fathers throughout the nation, throughout the world. But we lift you higher, Father, because you are Father. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are Father of all fathers. Without your presence, Father God, we are nothing. We ask you to continue to go with us, stand for us, stand by us, leading us and direct us on the right track, oh God. Move me behind the cross, Father God, where they can see and hear you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Even more strong. The Bible says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the time of salvation. Now let's join Mr. Vernon Moore as he explores this topic further.
Our scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. By purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. May we bow. Father God, we come to you with bowed heads, closed eyes, and open arms and hearts. Just individually and collectively, just taking a moment to say thank you. We just thank you for gathering us on this day. We could have been elsewhere. We couldn't have been here at all. But by your grace and mercy, we are here. For that, we say thank you. We ask you for your continued blessings, both individual and collectively. Guide us. Move me, Father God, behind the cross so they can see and hear you. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Ooh, I'm sweating up here. The title of my message is God's Word, Still Standing Tall. God's word still stands tall to this day. Amen?
Amen.
Imagine yourselves being on a sports team, one that consists of a group of individuals of different personalities, possessing different strengths, as well as different levels of talent. Yet, they work hard at being the best that they could possibly be, and are able to blend their talents with others to form one unit for the sake of one common goal, a championship. To get to that part, however, the journey can be very challenging. A lot of work is required in terms of drills, meetings, more drills, more meetings, more drills, more meetings, and so on and so forth. These activities, of course, can be very tedious, for a lot of details are involved and paid a lot of attention to. Coaches refer to this as dotting every I and crossing every T. And of course, they're quite adamant in this approach, for their belief is based on the five P's, that proper preparation prevents poor performance. In other words, there are no shortcuts that are allowed. And if one truly wants to be a champion, this is the way. In addition to the work activities, there's also internal factors that cannot be ignored. As mentioned earlier, a team consists of a group of individuals. Individuals that come from different backgrounds, have different personalities, and yes, it's safe to say they have different beliefs, different interests. And you add all of this with all the practices that involve, you have the makings of a potential very long season. There will be some days that everything is going right and all is well with each and every one. And of course, there are some days when everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And on those days, all is not well with the household. Every team, every great team, I sincerely believe, has experienced a point in the season where they come to a fork in the road. And when they come to that moment, the following questions are being asked. Why are we putting ourselves through all this work? What's going on in terms of us not being able to get it right? How do we fix the situation? Can the situation even be fixed? And what's our primary objective as a team? How bad do we want it? And this is probably the primary question being asked. Is it all worth it? These are the times when those questions, the moments of crisis occur, that's when a true leader comes in and rights the ship. Leading by example, as well as encouraging others to remain focused and stay the course. In other words, a coach who is a true leader is one who reminds their players to keep their eyes on the prize, letting them know that through all the weightlifting sessions, through all the wind sprints that you run, through all the mandatory meetings that you attend, their labor is not in vain. As we look at today's passage, we find that Paul is being a coach at the moment, pleading with his players, his fellow ministers, to keep their head in the game. It appears that during this time, there's been a lot of preaching and there's been a lot of teaching and maybe a few revivals here and there. And while there are many who have listened to the word of God with their ears, seen the work of God with their eyes, and accepted the will of God in their hearts, there's also a number of people who just don't get it. And unfortunately, don't want to get it. With all that going on, we can go out on a limb and say that during this time, the preachers and teachers have become very frustrated, have become very tired, and quite frankly, probably become angry. And they want to give up and wonder if it's all worth it. But Paul, being a true leader that God has called him to be, steps forward and encourages fellow ministers not to give up, and more importantly, not to give in. He's reminding them that in all their travels, the Lord has been with them always, and he's not about to leave them now. He's sharing with them that today is the day for salvation. Therefore, they should find happiness and peace in their labor. In so many words, brothers and sisters, Paul is reminding me of the words found in 118 number of Psalms, verse 24, said that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. To put this in everyday talk, Paul's encouraging the ministers to make lemonade out of lemons. In doing so, his objective is to be the coach that tells his players to remain encouraged, to stay focused, and to keep their eyes on the prize. Yes, he tells them, there are going to be many who won't receive you, and unfortunately, there will be many who will never accept what you're trying to share with them. Yes, he tells them, you may find yourselves in situations and where the songwriter would say, you've been lied on, you've been talked about, simply being rejected. But and as they continue to wrestle with those possible scenarios, Paul wise reminds them that it's not that your work that you're doing. You're doing the Lord's work. And because of the fact that it is God's work, we will never, ever be alone. In so many words, that Paul reminds them that in spite of the situation that we find to be troubling, there is no situation that God cannot fix. In the fact, in the midst of these situations, God's greatness can and will be revealed. Therefore, they are encouraged to stay committed and keep on keeping on, preaching and teaching the word of God. Paul is reminding them that they all are committed to God, not to man. Therefore, it's not about us. It's not about you and I. It's about him. And always will be about him. Amen. He's showing them that the word of God has allowed their feet to be planted on solid ground. And because your feet are planted on solid ground, they cannot and will not be moved. Therefore, they are able to stand tall because the word of God still stands tall. Amen. As we fast forward to 2021, I personally feel that today, at this very moment, Paul's words are speaking to us. Yes. Believe it or not, our world is at a crossroads at the current moment. Yes. And it's safe to say that some people have lost their minds.
Yes. Amen.
I don't think y'all heard me. I'm going to say that again. It is safe to say that some people have lost their minds. And of course, when the world is at a crossroads, the church is at a crossroads as well. Because now, granted, when it comes to the church, there's always been issues, internal issues, what have you. You know, issues that are fixable. And as long as mankind has breath in their lungs and blood in their veins, there's always going to be some issues. However, there are some issues in our current society, let's put it frankly, that the church is not used to dealing with. And if there's a question that the church as a whole is asking themselves, it's probably this one. And I'm going to borrow the words from the title of a book by Dr. Martin Luther King. Where do we go from here? The question, that question in my mind is being asked on a regular basis in all churches, simply because of the times that we're living in. To put it quite frankly, because of the fact that some people have lost their minds, there are many preachers and teachers today have gotten angry. They've gotten frustrated. They find that they've gotten tired. And on occasion, they probably ask themselves, they throw their hands up in the air, is it even worth it? But Paul's words, they come to encourage us. They serve as a reminder to all that we never should lose hope. We never should give up. We should never give in. Just as he did with the preachers and teachers in today's passage, he's reminding us of our commitment that we made with God. And on this journey, we're going to face opposition, even to the point of downright rejection. And if we look at today's, look at the scripture of today's passage and fast forward as the current state, hateration is nothing new under the sun, brothers and sisters. However, the words of Paul clearly point out for us to see that when those moments are occurring, and believe me, brothers and sisters, keep on living, those moments will continue to occur. God's in the midst of working out the situation for us all. And in other words, when we find those moments that we're stressing, God's in the midst of preparing a blessing. And because he is a way maker, because he is a provider, that should inspire us to press forward and to keep on keeping on. For he is reminding us all that his word is true. He will always prevail. And contrary to the world's thinking, he's the one in charge. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today is the day for us to remember how we should go about doing God's business and sharing his word. For if there was a time that the world need to hear the word of God, the time is now, right now. And in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus tells the disciples that all power is given to me in heaven and earth. He instructs the disciples to go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And in doing so, he also tells that I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. So if the word of God was food for the disciples back then, it's food for us today. Yeah. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us walk with boldness. Yeah. Let us walk with determination, knowing that the word of God is real and important. It still stands tall. Can I get a witness this morning? Let us all say amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, we're dealing with some issues here in this current society. And those issues, I just can't see how we cannot have the Word of God as a foundation in our lives and our hearts.
Amen.
How many of us, I'm gonna use a couple examples before I take my seat. How many of us like to cook? How many of us think we can cook? And I'm gonna keep my hand up low because I think I'm a chicken spaghetti king. But I remember one time I was preparing a chicken spaghetti dish. I boiled my chicken. I had the pans out and had all the ingredients inside. And I had everything in line except for one thing, the spaghetti. Now, if you're trying to make chicken spaghetti, yeah, and you ain't, I'm gonna say, you ain't got no spaghetti, all you got is chicken soup. So your chicken spaghetti is your foundation.
Amen.
Thank God I had Walmart right up the road. I had to go get it. But I say that to say this. We can have the best jobs.
Yeah.
We can stay in the finest homes.
Amen.
We can have the highest degrees. But if we don't have the Word of God and our foundation in our life, we have nothing. All we have is perishable things that when our earthly life is gone,
right,
that we cannot take with us at all.
Amen.
Now, the last one, if this was a little personal. Now, I had to accept this a long time ago. Brothers and sisters, I'm short. I'm short. When I was a teenager, my goal was to be 6'2". And as I look at back at some throwback pictures that my dad has a tendency to show me every now and then, I'm thankful to God that I'm not 6 feet wide now. Just keeping it real. I am 5'9". I got my daddy's looks and his height.
Yeah.
But don't get it twisted, brothers and sisters. We some bad little dudes. But I say that to say this, that there are some things in my home that I need to, there's some shelves that I can't reach because of my height. Even when I get on my little tippy toes, I still can't reach them. But so every now and then, I have to get a little support system. When I need to clean my shelves, this is my little step ladder.
All right.
And I can step on it and gives me all the foundation and support that I need that gets the job done.
All right.
Now, don't think I'm going to get on that step ladder right now. I have unshakable faith. But in the unlikely event that I fall down, y'all will forget everything I said. And you won't hear anything else I say beyond that. Y'all will change the narrative. Brother Moore's trying to preach and almost broke his neck this morning. So I'm not going to provide that source of entertainment for y'all today at all. But I say that to say this. In our lives, we have troubles. We have frustrations. But God forbid, we stand on His Word.
Yeah.
We have the support and foundation that we need that we can make it through. When we stand on it, on the Word of God, we can say that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Right.
We can say that on Christ, the solid rock I stand.
Yeah.
Everything else is seeking sin.
And that's
not to say that the road doesn't get rough, doesn't get rugged. You get trouble. But when we're moving and we're about to fall off, we can hear the Word of God saying, be still and know that I'm God. And then when we stand on the Word of God and support, we can tell our enemies, we can tell our frenemies, we can tell our haters that you can't stop me, you can't block me, because God has a blessing with my name on it. Because His Word is true and it still stands tall. Do I have any witnesses this morning on that? And because we know that His Word stands true and it still stands tall, we can tell the world that He sits high, He sits low, He guides our feet wherever we go. And we find situations that are troubling that we don't understand, we can tell the world that I have a Father, I have a Father, I have a Father who can. Because He's great, He's mighty, and His Word still stands tall. So therefore, brothers and sisters, instead of worrying about how big our storm is,
that's right,
we need to tell the storm how big our God is.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going through some situations, and we're going to continue to go through some situations.
Amen.
But, and I saw something one of my cousins posted that these are the times that tries the men's souls. And that's true. But these are the times that God shows how amazing, how awesome He is.
Yeah.
Because the God we serve is great and greatly to be praised. He's real.
Yes,
he all power in His hands.
Yeah.
And His word still stands tall. And because His word still stands tall, He reigns yesterday, today, and forever. Can I give the witness this morning? God bless you.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.